Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know around here we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to school to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman. From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world. Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
I love Charlton keeping us on track.
I know, right?
Friends,
thank God somebody's in charge.
You have 30 seconds. Because we're not. I'm already drunk.
There was no friends.
Just,
it was like, you got 30
seconds. I'm just
seconds.
Kidding.
Actually, it was,
well, yeah.
You got 30 seconds.
Because that's how Charlton rolls. He's
in that,
not going to be
that
like...
axe murderer voice he has. Although I forget every now and then. He can hear me when I say these things. There it
He's
is.
Right
there.
There
we go.
He
was,
yep,
he was
it's on.
Right there. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. How are you? It is Friday. Make Me Smart, the daily edition. Molly and I trying to make today make sense. Some days it goes better than others, friends. That's all I'm going to tell you.
It's really true. Yeah, it's really true.
Yeah.
So it is Friday, our weekly happy hour. Kai just announced that he literally abstains all week so that he can just have the moment of the delightful.
I can have this beverage. Yes.
That's a military man right there. Buddy. However you want to roll.
Yes.
Tell us what you're drinking. We've opened the worst can of worms ever with this drink thing, and yet here we go.
Oh, I know, but it's great, and we'll get there in a second. I keep thinking about Friar Paul, right? Paul is his name? Was his name?
Oh,
I think
bless
so.
Him.
I'm having a New Belgium Brewing Company Voodoo Ranger Hazy Juicy Haze IPA. It's quite tasty. I also brought, just because I'm going to do another one, actually, a straight-up Voodoo Ranger IPA. So we're going to do a little... Oh, man, it's so hot in here that this thing's already getting warm. I'm going to have to drink
Is
faster.
That
That's
too
what's
different?
Going to happen.
You are. You just
Well,
you are.
Yeah, but this, but they're, the same. They're in the same family. So generally speaking, I try not to mix my beverages beer-wise. But when they're in the same brewing family, I think I can get away with that. That's my
go-to. I feel like I like want to know more about all your rules. you don't have drinks during the week, so you can save it for the Friday sip, and then you don't miss your drink. You're right.
Yeah.
I just want you to parcel them out slowly over the course of many shows, so I can be like, wow, okay. Well, now I feel like the pressure is on in the mixology department. So I am having a gin and tonic because it's also nice and warm here.
Yeah.
So I have a little, my friend got me, it's so adorable, a little bottle of St. George dry rye gin. St. George is a local distillery. And then I'm having that with some aromatic Fever Tree. And I plucked a couple of little...
Hold on. Foofy alert. Aromatic Fever Tree? What even is that?
Fever Tree. It's a type of tonic water. It's very, it's like a, it's a thing. It's like all fancy and adorable. And it comes in these cute little bottles. It's just the exact right amount for a gin and tonic. And then I got some sprigs of fresh thyme from my new homesteader garden. And I put it all in a big goblet, like Spanish style.
Yes.
Gobule.
So you know what's funny? Yeah, you know what's funny? Actually, I was thinking about this before. Hang on. Sorry. Beer burp. What's funny is people are going to listen to this and they're going to be able to see us simultaneously. But it occurred to me, I don't know why, that I can't see you and you can't see me as we do this. And I just think that's a little interesting bit of weirdness about this whole thing. Anyway.
It is. It's very strange. I'm just have to like imagine from what little snippets I've seen, because I'm never going to watch our video back because it'd be weird to watch myself.
No, it's so
and
weird.
And as
it's
I have
so
mentioned
weird.
Many times, I can't deal with my own forehead anymore. Yeah, it's weird.
Yes.
It's weird.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get to the show part, sort of. We have some business to take care of at the top.
We do. And mostly it's just a big, ginormous thank you to everybody who stepped up to support Make Me Smart this week when we asked on whatever it was, Tuesday, I guess. I don't even know. These are tough times everywhere. And the response has been just ridiculously amazing, truly.
It is phenomenal. And it was like a one-to-one, we can track it, as of 1 p.m. today, since we mentioned it on Wednesday, 230 Make Me Smart listeners, specifically via our Grammatically Problematic link, donated to support this show directly. And so because we're a nonprofit and we exist to serve you, there's never too much of an apocalypse for that. No, it is literally listeners like you who keep this operation going strong. We could not be more honored and blown away and grateful. Thank you.
Here's one. Joan in San Francisco, here's what she said. Make Me Smart is one of the only sources of news right now that is actually making me feel better rather than worse. Thank you, kind Molly, for pulling all the threads together for us so thoughtfully. Also, enjoying joining you for your happy hour for your Friday happy hour. So, Joan, write us a note. Tell us what you're drinking, would you? And everybody else, by the way, tell us what you're drinking. This is going to go up on YouTube later in the comments, or just send us an email. Tell us what you're drinking, because Ben Heathcote, our video guy, collates those and catalogs them and parcels them out to us.
He does, and he makes this cool little graphic, and it is fascinating. Somebody wrote in and said it's Saturday morning they were drinking gin and juice, which is pretty awesome, not going to lie. Very excited.
We should put that on the page,
right? Yeah, we got to put
that up so everybody can see it. Yeah.
It's amazing. He puts like this beautiful, it's fantastic. And several people have tried the Batanga. So I just want to say welcome, and I hope you're enjoying it. Yeah, we're going to try to figure out, I think, how to live stream these.
Yeah, we are.
Fridays, so that you can have happy hour with us.
Yes.
Because it's the best. So 230 people donated in 48 hours, because that is how awesome you are. Thank you.
Yeah. We will give you the URL one time and one time only. Marketplace.org/givesmart. If you can give, we would obviously so much appreciate it. But everybody who's given so far, you guys are awesome. Truly.
I mean,
honestly.
Seriously. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. All right. What do you think?
Right,
should we do the news?
Let's do the news. Am I going first?
You go first, because then you're just going to get to want to have to tune out while I talk. Kai told me at the start of the show, he's like, he's over it. He doesn't want to talk about it.
I'm kind of done with coronavirus this week. So I'm moving to something else, which is actually coronavirus related. It's also related to something I mentioned a week, 10 days ago, whatever it was, when Brett Crozier, the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt, the ship on which I served these many years ago, was relieved of command for making public the situation on his ship. Which was coronavirus running rampant. At that point, it was in the low double digits. Now it's like 800 people out of the 5,000 on that crew. Anyway, news today that the United States Navy is recommending to the Secretary of Defense that Captain Crozier be reinstated to command of the Roosevelt. The Secretary of Defense apparently has not yet been able to make a decision on this, and one imagines he's worried about getting sideways with his boss, the President of the United States, who has a history of delving deep into the military chain of command to upend command decisions that were made. See also Eddie Gallagher, the Navy SEAL. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a really good sign for Navy leadership. I think, sadly, it's possible people are going to lose their jobs if the president does not agree with this. But I think it's really good. It's strong. It's a big morale booster for the United States Navy right now, which is desperately needed, I believe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Without question on the morale. Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm glad you picked that because it also is a little bit of a, even though it's kind of a hot mess, it's also a little bit of a make me smile.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. I'm going to do the opposite. Not the complete opposite. I'm not going to do the complete opposite. I am going to dive into slightly fraught waters because it's interesting because when I was listening to Marketplace this afternoon during my backup duty, I was listening to Catherine Rempel.
There prisoner to the program.
just hoping nothing breaks. Yeah. I was listening to Catherine Rempel talk about how we would all be handling this so much better if we knew that there was a plan, if we had some managed expectations about how things should last. And so the item that is two links in the service of the same item that I've brought today is it kind of best summed up by this LA Times column that calls for opening. And actually, it's interesting because this seems to be in the zeitgeist today. Calls for starting a nuanced conversation about what comes next with respect to not necessarily reopening. In fact, I loved that the LA Times opinion piece said we need to start revising our shutdown rules. Like we need to start
having
good. A
nuanced. That's good. That's good. Because I'm sick and tired of this whole reopening thing. Yeah, that's really good, actually.
And unfortunately, and I mean, to the detriment of every freaking one of us, the conversation about how we do this has become politicized, which I told our shared boss, Deb Clark, today that my goal on this show in order to stay smart is to try to walk on by the stupid. So that's what I'm going to attempt to do today. The fact that conversation has gotten politicized is dangerous to all of us. However, we should start to have a nuanced conversation about how we revise our approach to shutdown with the knowledge that we can't do it forever. It's not good for the economy to do it forever. And I think this is I've been thinking about this a lot because of our conversations about valuing human life.
Yeah.
One thing we may have lost sight of in our conversation is that flattening the curve was never about nobody getting sick.
Yeah.
We have a virus loose in the world that there's no herd immunity to and no vaccine for. And that situation is going to last a long time and people are going to get sick. In fact, the goal all along was to make sure that people got sick in a manageable way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that now we have to face the reality that we're going to have to baby step into more of us getting sick. And that we're going to kind of have to, because short-term herd immunity is our only defense.
Yeah.
And that the problem with the stupid at this point is that to even have that conversation has gotten so crazy fraught. Like, as soon as you say it, then it's like you're a genocidal maniac or a crazy protester. And if you don't say it, then you're just ignoring the reality on the ground, which is that people cannot keep doing this. And that, frankly, and this is there was a Boston Globe piece from earlier this month that said if we keep locked down to this extent, that then the second wave will be even stronger and faster.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. So two things. Number one, I poured my second beer while you were speaking.
That seems wise.
I would like to say that Voodoo Ranger Juicy Haze IPA is better than their straight up IPA, for those of you who want my critique. Number two, what did you make of Catherine's thing on the show this afternoon about media and also politicians, but you have to discount them because, come on, need to do a better job making people understand what's at stake here.
Yeah. On every level. I mean, really, the media needs to pull out of its death spiral with the president and start doing some better work, which I hope is what we're doing right now, which is listen, we're not doing anybody any favors if we report on the sides as opposed to the reality. The reality is a lot of people are going to get sick across the world. A lot of people have to get sick, right? That's just the reality.
Yep.
And it is going to take us a very long time. And if you want the real talk, and that's kind of weirdly like what I was thinking when I put these in here, is like, you know what? Pour yourself a drink. It's time for the real poop, because this is going to last a long time. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why.
Make me smart where you get the real poop.
But with a drink in hand.
Baby.
But like, you know, we're going to have to creep forward and then pull back. And we're going to have to creep forward. And we're talking about years of this. And so anybody who is telling you otherwise or turning it into a fight to try to distract you is doing you a disservice. And in our 15 minutes a day, we're going to try to do better. Damn it.
There you go. Of which we have three left. So you going to make me smile? Go ahead.
Yeah. Bring it.
Oh, I'm going. Okay, I'm going.
We need the music.
Mine's
well,
quicker.
I don't know. I can't do anything until the music happens.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Charlton, man. Pay attention, pal. mine literally made me chuckle. It was kind of the only thing that made me chuckle all day today. I saw it go by on Twitter. It's a New Yorker cartoon. Two people walking through a park wearing masks. And the caption is, "Personally, I worry that with everyone wearing masks, readers won't be able to tell who in the cartoon is speaking." And that just made me laugh.
That's
and
amazing.
I'm like, oh, my God. It's meta on so many levels. And I just love that. That was it. That's it. That's my whole smash right there. That's all I got.
That's amazing. That's
amazing.
Nothing
like a good New Yorker cartoon, right?
Oh, my God. And that is a good one. Oh, they're so good. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? I'm going to skip mine because now have you seen that?
Oh.
There's some little video series on Netflix, I think, where celebrities try to write captions for New Yorker cartoons real quick. And it's like comedians. My son and I have watched it. It is hysterical. I'm going to find the name and bring it next time because it is super funny.
Okay.
And that's it.
Right.
Let's just end with that. That's perfect.
We're going to end right there. That's good. That's good. We will see you on Monday. Molly and I are on your smart speaker every single day with those 1 minute explainers. We do, although they are sometimes longer than 1 minute, but whatevs. Fun one for me today on puzzles. No, look, it's being changed as I draft,
as I speak it.
Erica, you are killing me. Fun one today from Molly on puzzles. Let's check it out. So you know what's interesting? We actually got a tweet or a listener comment that said, "I love how they're just not even edited. They're just doing this in real time." And I'm like, sister,
you guys have no idea.
This is the actual product.
Yep.
Anyway, tell your device thingy to say make me smart and you can go from there. Oh my God.
To the person who pinged us about Google, there's like something about Google devices and our smart skills, but I think that they're essentially just not. He was like, why don't you just say that? Because it won't make the Google thing go. And it's because they're not there yet.
Right.
Currently they are
an
Echo based product, but there's lots of ways to reach us. So there's this, there's our shows that we do, there's our newsletters, there's all of that. And more importantly, just keep talking to us because we need company.
Yeah.
Emails, makemesmart@marketplace.org. It's really true. And please don't forget to take care of yourself this weekend. Please follow my rule. Yep. Get off Twitter. No Twitter on the weekends. That's the rule.
Is that the rule, really? That's hard.
Oh, yeah. Sunday night, I creep back into the Twitter. That's it. You're going to be amazed. It does wonders for your mental health. Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Sam Anderson. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Our senior producer is Jody Becker. Ben Heathcote is our video producer and drink infographic creator.
Yes.
Our video intern is Ethan Peretz. Erica Phillips writes those newsletter and smart speaker skills, sometimes in real time while we're talking.
As we're saying it on the pod. Today's program was engineered by Charlton Thorpe. Our theme music was composed by Ben Talladay and Daniel Ramirez. The executive director of On Demand is Tar Nieves. The senior vice president and general manager is Deborah Clark. Speaking of which, on that graphic that Ben puts together, there's somebody who wanted us to actually interview our collective boss. We'll see if she buys that. I'm not sure.
We'll see.
I'm not sure.
About her drinks?
I don't know.
She's a member of the beer cult. Like, it's just...
She is. That is true. That is true.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.